This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep space high, space for all.
Show me your wormhole and travel to deep space high. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Morning, everyone. Today, we're going to carry on looking at the different jobs that people do in space. And remember, it's not all about being rocket scientists or doing loads of sums. Space is for everyone, whatever your interests. Who'd like to share their interests? Go on, Pling.
Well, languages are pretty fun. I learned how to speak Torquetian last month so I could join in with the chat on a video game I bought.
Was it difficult?
Nah, I completed the game in a week. Oh, you meant the language. It was pretty easy. There's only 10 words in the whole language. They mostly communicate in smell.
So what did learning Torquetian enable you to do?
Well, I couldn't have joined in if I didn't know how to communicate. I didn't want to be left out.
That's a good point. Being able to communicate with others, wherever they come from, is an important everyday skill. And especially so when it comes to space. And to help demonstrate this, computer sim, Baikonur Cosmodrome, please. Welcome to Kazakhstan. The Baikonur Cosmodrome is the largest operational space launch facility on Earth. And for many years, the only way to get to the International Space Station was by hitching a ride on a Russian ship, namely a Soyuz craft. So anyone wanting to visit the ISS had to brush up on their Russian.
I don't get it, sir. My dad's got a BMW. That's a German car. But he doesn't have to speak German to drive it.
I very much doubt your dad's going into orbit in his BMW, Sam. Being able to share a common language helps to ensure the safety of any crew. Astronauts travelling on Soyuz don't just learn a few words, they must be able to understand technical jargon too. It can take hundreds of hours of lessons. Sometimes astronauts stay with Russian families to practice their skills.
So maybe I could teach astronauts Russian?
Well, certainly Russian has been very important. And remember, Russian astronauts will have learned to speak English. Things, though, can change, and rocket launches might start to be more commonplace in other countries, such as China, India, and even from Britain.
I imagine astronauts come from nations all across Earth, right?
That's right. There's a whole range of languages one might hear on the International Space Station. As well as speaking in different languages, things like documents, manuals, signs, even food menus, they all need to be translated into different languages. Okay, end sim, computer. And once in space, language experts could be part of exploration in a very exciting way. There's a chance that there's unknown life out there who might be trying to communicate with us.
Yeah, I think there's something mouldy in Quark's lunchbox that's a whole new life form.
Their communication might be spoken words or sounds or written as symbols or even something totally different, like the Tausitian smell language.
That was weird.
Linguists, that's people who are specialists in languages, analyse these communications to crack the code and understand the message. Many languages have things in common, such as words for objects and for actions. The more languages you learn and study, the easier it is to see the patterns. Is that something you might like to do, Sam?
I think I'll stick to computer language.
Fair enough. Well, that's the end of today's lesson. We'll look at more of your favourite things next time and see how space really is for all. Even you, Sam. Class dismissed.
Deep space high. Space for all. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.